So Wong will take off for second base. No, he doesn't, actually. And there's a comebacker. Helsley has it on the mound. Runs toward first. Flips to Goldschmidt. And the Cardinals can celebrate a Central Division title. Beating the Milwaukee Brewers tonight 6-2 to win the NL Central.
KMOX St. Louis on the call. Brewers 360, sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling. And for the second time this month, we have a team taking pictures on the field at American Family, and it's not
winning a division.
Your
something
Milwaukee
Nolan
Brewers.
Those are the noises I make.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering is with us live. Hey, Level, just off the record here, quick, well, on the record, but since the mic is open, but quick show note that you can appreciate. Could you hear, when you were on hold, could you hear the show?
No, I didn't. No, I came back and all I heard was you dry heaving.
Okay. No, that was Brian D.
That's
for the
hey Jeff, that's the reaction that the St. Louis Cardinals evoke when they win the division.
I ask because we're in our new studios here and we're trying to figure things out. So that's an important show note moving forward. I asked a fellow broadcast professional for that piece of information. So appreciate it.
So Hey Jeff, I think this is great news actually that the Cardinals clinched last night because now they're going to take it easy. They're going to be a little foggy today, maybe a little hungover. Who knows? They're going to play all the B players, and it'll be an easier game for the Brewers to win.
I think that that's a wonderful theory, and I hope that is correct today. The thing is, you got Brandon Woodruff on the mound, number one. Number two, you still got to hit Jose Quintana. If he starts, I'm sure he's going to start because you got to try and keep him on schedule. Because they're going to be in the wild card round anyway. So hopefully there is quite a hangover, and the Brewers can win this one because they're starting to run out of time. They got 8 games to go, and they still got to chase Philadelphia.
Jeff, where have the Brewers clinched in the past? I feel like very few of their celebrations have been here in Milwaukee over the last 5 years.
Yeah, the only one I can remember was last year. 2018, they clinched a playoff spot in St. Louis and wrecked that clubhouse. So I guess this was a little bit of retribution on that. And then they celebrated in Chicago, of course, for game 163.
Oh,
and again in Colorado. And that was, I don't remember. 08 was home as well.
Okay.
I was still in Rancho Cucamonga at that time, so I don't remember it well.
Is that a real place?
Yes, it is. Rancho Cucamonga. Yeah, it's my second year of professional baseball. And then in 19, they celebrated in Cincinnati. So there haven't been a lot of home celebrations. Hopefully this is one this year, though.
So when they clinch in a place like St. Louis, do the Brewers like smuggle in Miller Lite into the clubhouse, knowing that's like a Budweiser hub? How does that work?
Yes, absolutely. It is whatever the team sponsored beverage of choice is, and there is a lot of it. So there's usually a lot of Miller Lite or MGDs or High Life, and then your mix of champagnes. And I think everybody gets at least one bottle of champagne to spray around.
Does our clubhouse staff have to clean up that mess then?
I think it's a combo plate. So what they did in Chicago, and I remember this pretty vividly, is they absolutely destroyed that Chicago clubhouse. And then the very next day, remember, because the Cubs had to play the Rockies in the wild card game, and the Rockies beat Chicago. So not only did the Brewers destroy it, the Rockies then destroyed it and came up to Milwaukee. And then they just renovated the whole thing. So I don't even know if they cleaned it after the Rockies celebrated in that clubhouse.
That's a tough couple days at Wrigley Field.
All right, Jeff, one more for you here, my friend. Can you name the famous Milwaukee brewer that is from Rancho Cucamonga?
Oh, there is a famous brewer from Rancho Cucamonga?
I would argue a brewer's legend.
Wow. Born and raised in Rancho Cucamonga?
He was born in Steubenville, Ohio, but he's from Rancho Cucamonga.
Wow. Great question. You're really taxing me here at 7:45.
So you would probably have the answer after 9?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You either know or you don't, man.
Let's try and give some hints. He's got a spectacular mustache and digits on both of his hands.
Gorman Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, that would be Raleigh Fingers would be the correct answer.
Raleigh grew up in Rancho Cucamonga. It wasn't even a city when he was a youth.
That's what Wikipedia says. Yeah, lived in Cucamonga, attended Chaffey College.
No, I know Chaffey College very well. I didn't grow up, but I lived like right down the street from Chaffey College. Yeah, man, we're really digging deep.
Any further questions, Brian?
No, that's all. That's Rancho Cucamonga with Jeff for this Wednesday.
Right. Oh, good. Thanks.
Talk about another great American city next week on Wisconsin's Morning News. Thanks.
Yeah, really save it for hopefully not our last Brewers.
No kidding, man.
Brewers Morning Show. Goodness.
I hope not. I hope it's an awesome Wednesday. Thanks, my friend.
All right, take it easy.